As the coronavirus pandemic spreads, it's bringing out the best and worst in people. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says the scarcity of essential goods during the crisis has led to scammers and price gougers trying to exploit consumers. The Democrat spoke with WAMC Friday about how her office is working to combat those threats and why she's also taken on the issue of producing personal protective equipment for hospitals and medical professionals.
We've been receiving reports about inflated prices for things like hand sanitizer, face masks, products that really are important in preventing the spread of the virus. And price inflation is something we've heard about both from consumers, but also from some of our hospitals who really need this stuff. And so today we took action. My office filed an emergency regulation against price gouging. It clarifies that anyone who charges ridiculously high prices for essential goods during a declared emergency, which is what we're now in, that's illegal under our Consumer Protection Law, Chapter 93A. And this is something that we're filing. We filed this morning. It's in effect now, effective immediately, and we'll be watching. So anyone who sees unfair prices for products, please report it to my office.
You've also talked about the threat of scams during the coronavirus outbreak. What should consumers be aware of about scams during this time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there are scammers out there who are sending texts and emails about vaccines and treatment, even healthcare coverage. And we've also seen some illegitimate coronavirus, so-called charities, asking for donations. So, look, be really careful. We want you to report scams by filing a complaint with our office, but more than anything, just be aware that this stuff is out there and never give out personal or private information to somebody in response to a text or an email. And don't give money over the phone to somebody who's calling soliciting donations unless you really can verify that they're legit.
On March 17th, you communicated to the president concerns that the nation is not producing enough PPE or personal protective equipment for medical professionals during the coronavirus crisis. Talk to me about that. What kind of concerns do you have around PPE during this time?
Initially, my call was for more tests and more testing. And, you know, that fundamentally is a problem. We don't have enough tests here in place. More are coming online, but that's why social distancing becomes really, really important, because we need to stop the spread. And I also want to make sure that our first responders and frontline healthcare providers are tested and are tested as soon as possible. But the other thing we know, if you watch what's happened in other places, is we're going to see a surge in needs at hospitals. And we have healthcare providers who right now don't have the protective equipment that they need. We have I've talked to police chiefs. We've got first responders and EMTs who don't have the protective equipment that they need. We have people who are working in various places around the Commonwealth, driving buses, operating trains, without protective equipment. We got to get them supplies immediately, and the federal government needs to step up and act. Now, today the president announced that he was authorizing the Defense Manufacturing Act, which would allow the country to take over for a time being certain companies and have them produce supplies. Those companies, of course, will be compensated for that, but that needs to happen. But on a local level, on a state level, that needs to happen. The good news is that we've seen Massachusetts companies, biotech, and even colleges and universities, dentists, doctors' offices, medical device makers step forward and work with our hospitals. And I've talked with many of them over the last few days to support this effort to line up inventory and with supply needs. It's a big issue. We've really got to make sure that we are producing as much what they call PPE as possible so that our healthcare providers are protected, and so that those who are on the front lines are protected, because we just can't have this spread.
There's been a lot of conversation about the economic impact of this crisis on working people in both Massachusetts and across the nation. From your vantage point, what kind of protections can be put in place now to limit the blow on working folks here in Massachusetts?
It's devastating, you know, and I've talked with and heard from so many business owners, small business owners. My Fair Labor Hotline has been open and running, taking complaints and questions. There's a really helpful FAQ on our website for employees who've been fired or laid off or had their hours shortened. There's also guidance, too, because we have paid sick leave as a law here in the state where you can actually earn sick leave, I should say. So, you know, it's a real problem. Unfortunately, the Division of Unemployment Assistance does not have enough resources right now. The governor has said that he will add more resources, but that needs to happen because, you know, people are so desperate, and there are going to be and are already so many claims for unemployment assistance. We need money and a fund for small businesses big time, and we need to find ways to provide essentially a huge social safety net, not only for people and especially vulnerable populations, but also our small businesses all across the state.
Lastly, I'm interested in your thoughts on Elizabeth Warren's departure from the Democratic presidential primary. Any thoughts on her exit from the contest?
Well, I think what's important is that we focus on November and getting Donald Trump out of office, because he's once again demonstrated tremendous incompetence through this whole coronavirus crisis, underscoring why it's all the more important that we see a change in leadership.